what we can do.
Hello?
Good evening, sir. Wouldn't you and the missus like to put the thrill back into your marriage by touring Europe for just pennies a day?
Not particularly.
Ben?
You know, Mike, Dad told you he wouldn't buy anything you're selling.
Yeah, well, listen, twerp. Young man, let me tell you about Va 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 Voom Tours. Do you mind if I call you young man?
I prefer it.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll tell you what I prefer. Perhaps I should speak to the man of the house.
You got it. Mom!
Man, don't yell.
Telephone, some scuzzy sales guy.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mrs. Seaver. I've got a way to put the sizzle back in your marriage. Let me make a say this, Mom. It's just a coincidence.
Mike, we went through this when you got this job.
Well, I'll have you know, ma'am, that our package tours to romantic places like Paris, Rome, and Barcelona have never been cheaper.
Neither is your father.
Please, Mom, just one little all-expense-paid trip for two to Europe.
Mike, the day your dad springs for a trip to Europe is the day pigs fly.
Jason, I still can't believe you did this.
What do I have to do to lose the undeserved reputation for being stingy?
Your springing for a cab wouldn't hurt.
Come on, I just thought it would be nice if the whole family saw us off to the airport.
Don't listen to him, Jason. Babysitting, taxi services, that's what in-laws are for.
That's what they're for.
Hey, Dad, look, since we're at the airport, can we drop Carol off at air freight?
You know, it's bad enough that some people refuse to take me to Europe, but do you have to squeeze me back here with Ben, the pest hole?
Dad, can we tie Carol to the luggage rack?
I don't care. I'm going to Europe.
Carol, this is a romantic holiday. A little time for your dad and I to be alone and celebrate our anniversary.
And forget we have kids.
Wish I could forget.
Besides kids, we're going to have a grand week together. Carol, I finally get to teach you about makeup. And Ben, it is not unmanly to embroider. After all, it is the 80s.
It's the 90s, Grandma.
Christine, don't confuse your grandmother.
Hey, Grandpa, here. Pull over.
Jason, first class? I had no idea.
Neither did I.
No, guys. This isn't your stop. It's mine.
Yours?
Yeah. See, I sold so many trips that I got one of our collegiate tours for free.
Mike's going to Europe, too?
Why didn't you mention this?
Yeah, this is supposed to be a romantic tour for your mom and I with you around.
Dad, relax. Look, we won't be in any of the same cities at the same time. I won't be anywhere near you guys. I'm on a good tour.
Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. We're nowhere near the best. Ready to begin. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. Baby, you and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming. As long as we keep on giving,
there it is, 36D.
Oh, no. I have 36F.
Excuse me, would you switch with me, please?
No.
Well, you see, my wife and I are on one of those romantic cities tours.
Yeah, well, so am I, and you don't hear me carping. My wife's way back there by the bathrooms.
Why don't you sit together?
For the kid's sake. Just for security, we never travel together.
Uh-huh. It's okay, Jason, honey. Just sit.
excuse me.
This is Captain Noah. There will be a slight delay in our departure today. Kindly return to the terminal while we load the animals two by two.
There go the peanuts.
Anyway, ladies, I was just as stunned as you were when they put me on this sorority tour. You know, I guess Ba Ba Boom Tours knows what they're doing.
You forgot a Ba. It's Ba 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 Boom Tours.
Gosh, how could I forget? And I work for the company.
Have you been to Europe before?
Yeah, okay. I know that place like the back of my hand. Yep, you just marched through Liechtenstein.
Excuse me, did you just say you worked for Ba 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 Boom Tours?
Yes.
Do you realize, according to the itinerary, we're not visiting the grave of Van Gogh?
Gesundheit.
Seriously, I mean, I didn't come to Europe to party, did you?
Party! 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 Never party, mind! Party!
Wait a minute. Are you sure you're here with this sorority tour?
This is a sorority tour? Yeah, babe.
Hey, now come on. There is no reason we cannot get along like sisters. You know, a little laughing, a little horseplay, pillow fights.
I'll be in the non-giggling section.
Oh, Mike, I know what I wanted to ask. When we get to France, could you tell me how many francs you can get for a dollar?
Yeah, it depends. If they're all beef, one.
This is Captain Noah again. Sorry about the 3-hour delay. Please.
Well, how did you think
seats.
They got elephants to Europe? Sorry, I love my wife.
Sorry, I love my wife too.
Jason, just relax. Tomorrow we are going to be celebrating our anniversary in Paris.
Yeah. See how I aced the big guy?
Jason, romance?
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, I want to go back to Henri's.
Oh, yeah, so do I. Where else can you get such great food at sensible prices?
It's also where you proposed to me.
That was my A reason.
Attention, passengers. Prepare for arrival in historic, romantic Barcelona, Spain, where I'm sure you'll enjoy the scenery.
All right, the next bus will be ours. I'm sure of it.
You have been saying that for the last hour.
Yeah.
And where's our luggage?
Yeah.
Hey, come on, sisters. Don't turn on me now. Especially after you've shown me the secret handshake.
I came here to see Europe, not stand here in the middle of some foreign city.
Hey, well, come on. Look, you don't see Miss Culture here complaining, do you?
Actually, I was enjoying watching this impromptu view of Spanish life, moving hither and yon before us.
El corazón de España se puede encontrar en las calles y cafés.
I'm taking a cab.
Me too.
Well, wait a minute. Cabs cost a lot of money.
We're rich.
Boy. People can be so shallow.
Yeah. Hey, you wouldn't mind giving me a ride, would you? Man, where do they get off charging $40 for a bus ticket?
Not $40, $4.
Hey, this Spanish money is okay.
Oh, my book.
The Nude in Europe?
It's just an art book. Nothing to be ashamed of. Put it away.
Well, would you relax? I mean, gosh, nothing worth looking at in there. You know, they're all stone.
You don't understand. I mean, the hands of an artist can take cold stone and transform it to a sublime level of eroticism.
What page is that on?
Why do
helped you come to Europe?
Well, I figured a place with 68 million women who couldn't understand a word I said couldn't be all bad. How did you end up on a sorority tour?
I was misled by some sleazy phone salesman.
He didn't happen to mention his name, did he?
No. Why?
No reason.
I hope we get to the hotel soon. I want to see some of the museums before closing time.
Don't you hurry. The statues aren't going anyplace. Did anyone ever tell you that you've got a great sense of humor?
No.
No one ever will. Look, I didn't mean to say anything to upset you. And hey, good luck with the new thing. I hope your whole vacation isn't a total waste.
Well, thank you. Oh, look, and please, if anyone asks you, say you're Canadian.
Afternoon, sir. Buenos dias, senor. Hello, sir. Hello, senor. What have I got in here for senorita? You are the first woman ever to touch my soul. Tú eres la primer mujer que me ha tentado mi alma. You!
Wait, you're not staying at this hotel.
Well, not that that's bad.
No, I mean, it's not like a toothache.
Easy for you to say.
Buenos dias, bienvenidos.
Hello.
It's hola. Somos parte del tru baba babu.
Baba. Boom? No, you left out one ba.
Sí, tenemos tres cupones para el hotel.
Estos puercos del tour Baba Baboom me deben 200,000 pesetas. Sus boletos no valen nada, señorita, a no ser que necesiten papel higiénico.
Tell them I work for the company.
Si es que llego a alcanzar a esos bestias, los Castro.
Tell them I run the company.
Mike, you... Hombre es el presidente, Baba Babu.
Oh. Hey, and this is the last time I say hello to anybody in this town.
Sweetheart, Paris.
Don't mind, excuse me.
Oh, honey, it's so pretty. Look.
Jason, smile. We're here.
Yeah, 4 hours late. Whatever happened to our free tour bus?
Well, to tell you the truth, sweetheart, I kind of enjoy being alone with you.
Yeah, me too. What's the French word for receipt?
Jason, it's only a cab ride.
Yeah, but who knows what roundabout route this criminal's taking us on?
The French word for receipt is reset.
Oh.
Wait, please, just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Well, sit back. I can't promise I'll enjoy myself.
Oh, look, the Eiffel Tower.
Big stinking deal.
En route de Lisbonne, that means our hotel should be right there. Hey, we can't stay here. What do we do?
I don't know.
Monsieur Baum,
Perhaps while you are discussing this, I will renew an old acquaintance.
Don, ¿es tu teléfono aquí?
Sí, camina hasta abajo y entra a la derecha.
Gracias.
Por nada.
Look, I don't think it's safe for me to be out in the open like this. Somebody in this town wants to kill me.
Yeah, me.
Oh, what are you doing now?
Mike, the tour we're on, the tour you run, it's gone bust. We have no transportation, no hotel, no meals.
So this in no way affects our beach time.
Goodbye.
Where are you going?
To find a phone. I want to see if at least our return air ticket's still good.
You know, I was just about to do the same thing.
Sí, muchas gracias por su ayuda. Gracias.
Well, what'd they say? Are our tickets good?
Oh, yeah, they're so good. And any travel agent in Barcelona will exchange them for a flight out today.
Oh, yes! Yeah.
For $1,400. Each. For coach. $1,800 for first class.
Wow. Man, it'd be so tough flying coach after getting used to first class. It was only a joke.
Don't you get it, Mike? We are stranded in Europe. We have a pair of tickets that's good only in Paris in 6 days, a city 500 miles away.
Actually, here, I believe they use kilometers.
What was I expecting from a guy who doesn't know the difference between Franks and hot dogs?
I sure do. Franks are the ones with the little knots on the ends. By the way, you shouldn't eat those.
Come on. You're not the only victim here. I mean, this trip was supposed to be my reward for selling more tickets than anybody else. I mean, I even booked my own parents in the worst hotel in Paris.
You misled your own parents just to sell a tour?
Misled? Hey, my parents wanted a little romance in their tour. I'm sure they'll find some.
And I'm supposed to do the same thing for a girl interested in culture.
Oh, sure. You know, there was this one girl. She only wanted to see graves and museums. I mean, if it had a pulse, she wasn't interested.
Was her name Amy Boudelier?
Yeah. Hey, how did you... Oh.
I hate you! I hate you!
We are in the other country. We are Americans. Let's set an example.
You make me sick!
Hey, look.
I spent every penny I had on the sham of a tour because of you! And I am not one of those princesses who you seem to like who can just call Daddy and ask for $2,000!
Hold that thought.
I'm gonna go get the paper.
Ooh, don't let your weekend peak too early, Carol.
Ben, where's Grandma and Grandpa?
Upstairs giving Chrissy a bath.
Come back here, you little devil.
No, my okay.
Christina, I'll get you.
Benny, while the water's warm, you want to hop in the tub? I'll do your back. And Carol, as soon as I finish with Ben's bath, you and I are going to go through your makeup drawer and throw out the trash.
Swell. Hello? Hello? Could you speak up, please? Si hablo un poco de español. Si acepto la llamada.
Look, ask for my sister Carol. She's a language geek like you.
Me gustaría hablar con Carol. Esther's Carol?
It's Carol.
Yeah, okay, tell her I need some money. So I need the number of Mom and Dad's hotel. Wait a minute. Carol speaks English. So do I. Hey, Carol!
Hola.
So, how's Europe, Mike? I'm not there, you know.
Look, Carol, I need the number of Mom and Dad's hotel in Paris. All right, it's an emergency. I'm stranded and the tour company's gone bust.
Hold on, Mike. I got another call.
No, Carol, don't.
Hello?
Carol, this isn't cheap, so I'm going to make this quick. We will not be staying in the hotel in Paris. It's on our itinerary.
So, how's Europe? I'm not there, you know.
Carol.
Please, oh, please tell me what a wonderful time you're having.
How is everybody?
How's everybody?
Well...
Put these shoes on.
Chrissy's running through the house naked, screaming, and Ben's taking a bath with Grandma.
Everything's fine. Listen, something has happened on this crummy tour.
I heard.
From who?
Mike, I have him on the other line.
Oh, yeah? Well, the next time he sells anything, you tell him that... Wait, is he calling collect? Oh, he's standing there on hold right now, soaking up my money?
And no doubt enjoying it.
Oh, well, then now what you tell him is you... God,
you know, I can't win this one.
Just give her the number of the hotel and let's go.
Listen, the number of the hotel is... 2724-5300. And the name of the hotel is the...
Le Georges Six.
The Georges Six is the most expensive hotel in all of Paris.
Hello, Dad, still there? Hello?
Oh, Carol.
Mike, you still there?
Yeah, just standing here soaking up Dad's money. Tell you the truth, I kind of enjoy it. All right, so why'd you call me?
Jason, I remember 20 years ago when it was a thrill just to go to the bathroom in this hotel.
It still is.
Oh, ba-ba-ba-boom.
From the shop downstairs?
Wow.
Only 1,500 francs. What
honey,
do you think?
Hey, honey, that's gorgeous.
You didn't wince at the price.
Yeah, well, that's just because I don't know the exchange rate today, and I'd like to keep it that way for a while.
Oh, you're being so sweet about all the money we're spending.
Well, the important thing is that we're together, and we're in Paris, and it's our anniversary. So, happy anniversary. When you were down buying that, I bought you something that I kind of wanted to see on you tonight.
Jason. Oh!
Remind me to tip that doorman.
It's ringing. When my mom finds out that her little boy is in trouble, heck, I can just hear her now.
Jason!
Yes, sweetheart, it's appendicitis, but we're taking her to the hospital. Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, sweetheart, you should know the dress really cost 3,000 francs, and that's $600.
Mom, I'm stranded in Spain with a crazy woman.
You're practicing. Not that it isn't true.
Hey, you know, the least you could do is do your part.
I don't like this.
Oh, just look uncomfortable. That's perfect.
We have ruined our romantic trip.
Oh, come on, you haven't ruined anything. We're together and we're in Paris. Hey, voila.
The Seaver family will return for more Growing Pains Monday at 6:30. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, in an effort to be just like Dad, Kevin tags along for a day at the office.